Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to r/ProRevenge, where many of you come to get your dose of satisfaction by listening to stories about others getting what they deserve. Guys, in this episode, you're going to hear three lovely stories. The first is how OP gets revenge on freeloading roommates who refuse to pay a dime. The second story is what happens when a Karen turns into a manager and tries to slander OP. And the last story is how a business owner loses everything by withholding pay from a high school student. I hope you stay for the stories today and do hit that subscribe button for future stories. Let's get into it. This first story is titled, Take the Money I Give You for Bills and Squander It? I Hope You Like the Court System. I lived with a group of people who I thought were my friends. They were two couples, and we all lived in the same house for almost 2 years, until I recently moved out. There was David and Tina, and Brittany and AJ. I was the only single person there. There was a debate on how we should pay the bills, but we all decided to give the money to the person whose name was on the bill. David paid the mortgage, Tina paid the water and electricity and gas, and I paid the internet. It came to a point where I was paying close to 80% of the mortgage by myself, the entire water bill, about 75% of the gas and electric, and I was paying the internet bill by myself. I was giving the money still to the person in charge of the bill, but came to find out about 10 days before I moved out that the mortgage was defaulted on and the house was in foreclosure. Also, the water, gas, and electric bills were in constant threat of being shut off, and that the only up-to-date bill was the internet. While they saw me struggle to pay these off, they were mindlessly spending money during the day, which is when I slept, due to working a third shift, so I never saw the mindless things they spent money on, nor did I ever see the mail, since they grabbed it before I woke up. Brittany never paid anything, as she was having her check garnished due to unpaid student loans, but she always had expensive makeup. AJ never held a job more than 2 weeks, and David and Tina were always calling into work sick. One day, I woke up while they were all doing something, so I went to go check the mail as I was expecting a package. When I saw the bills in the mail, I decided to investigate. I opened up the gas and electric bill to see a total amount of almost $400 overdue and in risk of being shut off. I was shocked and pissed. I knew right then and there what was going on, and I vowed to screw them over as hard as I could. So the revenge. I had just interviewed for a new job that paid almost double what I was making, so I told myself that if I got the job, I would give them a 30-day notice and move out. And as it was close to the end of the month, and I already paid them, I would be moving out before the 1st of February. I got the call with the job offer the next day, which I happily accepted. I did the paperwork for the background check, and it all came back clean. I typed out a 30-day notice and recorded myself with my phone in my breast pocket, handing it to them, explaining that I was moving out. I started my job and my hunt for an apartment close to my job, which I found within a week of starting. I took almost the entirety of my checks, set them aside for rent, deposit, and basic things that I would need. I was asked several times to help with next month's bills, to which I said no, as I was saving for my own place, and that they had plenty of time to come up with the money between the four of them, because I was doing it by myself, pretty much on a meager pay rate of $11 an hour before my new job. There were a lot of scowls, passive-aggressive behavior, and flat-out attempts to take or use my things or food without permission. The day came when I finally went and got my U-Haul, and had a few friends help me move. I was determined to get it all in one go, so I got the biggest one they had, and we got everything packed up. I took everything that was mine down to my pizza stone, which they loved, my expensive kitchen knives, which they would use and never clean, even my toilet paper that I had bought 3 days prior because I needed it. After moving everything, I sat down on my couch, looked around, my cat in my lap, and breathed a sigh of relief. I happened to be good friends with my previous neighbors, and I asked them to keep an eye out for anything out of the ordinary. 4 days go by, and I come to find that the gas, electric, and water have been turned off, and they were asking to fill up some buckets to manually flush toilets, bathe in, etc., etc. Now, both couples have dogs, so I decided that the dogs were in a dangerous situation as they had no water, no heat in the middle of winter, and probably no food as I bought the last bag about 2 weeks prior. So I called the local humane society and left an anonymous tip about the dogs and how I was very concerned about them. The next day, my neighbor Todd texted me, telling me that the dogs were taken from the home, that my previous housemates were being charged with neglect, and because of the lack of utilities, that these were not civil, but criminal charges. This was enough for me to smile, but I wanted more. I knew that David was divorced and had a child. I also knew that he wasn't paying child support. I then contacted the local courts and made them aware of the non-support and that maybe they could help the agency looking for him. I provided the address that we lived at and that the homeowner was the one who was being looked for. From there, it came to light that he was almost $25,000 behind, which is a felony in the state where I live. He's now living with someone on their couch as Tina left him, the house has been foreclosed on, and he has nothing to his name while facing multiple criminal charges. The moral of the story is don't take advantage of a friend who knows all of your dirty secrets. To think all of this could have been avoided if the roommates just paid the bills properly and weren't such freeloaders. If four grown adults can't get their life together enough to cover bills and utilities that OP covered making $11 an hour, guys, they deserved what they got. If I was OP, I would have just let everything get shut off. I mean, why pay the bills and use my hard-earned money to try to save a sinking ship? This story is titled, Take All the Credit for My Work and Tell the Boss That I'm a Terrible Employee. It was because of me that you got fired.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I used to work in a marketing role in a government department. I was part-time and worked along with a girl, who I'll call Karen, who was working on a yearly contract. She'd been there for 2 years and was very friendly with the department manager, and this was the reason her contract kept being renewed. When my manager went on mat leave, Karen got temporarily promoted to the manager role. This caused a lot of upset in the office, as there were a number of more suitable and more qualified people who didn't get the chance to act up. As soon as Karen became my manager, everything changed. My workload increased, and as I was part-time, I had to absolutely bust my ass to meet project deadlines, and all of a sudden, I wasn't being included in staff briefs on new projects. Yet, I was expected to work on them. My department manager was acting really off with me too. This went on for months before I approached my department manager and asked to discuss my workload, etc. She sat me down and basically told me that I really needed to get my act together as Karen was having to pick up my workload and it was affecting her output because I was, in Karen's words, so lazy that I should be fired. I told the manager what was going on and the actual work I was doing, but she took Karen's side and said that I was just assisting with some parts of projects and it was ridiculous of me to claim that I was managing and completing so many projects on my own. So I started making mistakes. Simple things, adding wrong briefs for designers, not including prices, adding incorrect budgets and missing deadlines, etc. Karen started to get pulled by various managers, asking why she was making so many mistakes, and then I knew for sure that she was passing off my work as her own. She called me in for a meeting and exploded. I walked out. She began complaining about me to teammates, saying how lazy I was, etc. My friends began to tell me what was going on. One friend told me that Karen was online for an average of 5 hours a day planning her upcoming wedding in Spain, and was using the office phones to make international calls to the wedding planners. He could see her screen, and couldn't believe how lazy she was. So she was planning her wedding, while I was busting my ass off. I decided to skip talking to the managers and went straight to HR. I told them to have IT keep a close eye on her computer usage and her outgoing calls. I said I could prove that she was the one who was lazy and relying on me. I was obviously able to show email trails and the project documents that I'd completed, and that she had taken them and saved them as her own. 2 weeks later, Karen got called to the HR and was told that her contract wasn't being renewed and that she was given 1 month's notice. She told everyone it was because of budget cuts. My department heads brought me in for meetings to apologize and commend me on my excellent work, and I got a promotion. If they believed me in the first place, I wouldn't have endured so many months of stress and anxiety. I think this is everyone's worst nightmare, when Karen stops asking for a manager because she is manager. Oh my gosh, she sounds like a horrible person to work for. Someone that takes credit for your work and has the gall to talk down about you, to make you look bad. Shame on you, Karen. Shame on you. This next story is titled, Falsely Accuse Me and Withhold My Pay? Say Goodbye to Your Business. I worked at a small local spa company. There were only about 6 workers there. I worked for a year and a half and only met the owner once, but I talked to them on the phone a lot. She was crazy, but that's beside the point. Anyways, I got hired because my friend's mom Pam was the manager, and someone had quit in the middle of their shift, so they needed someone fast. I worked really well there and learned very fast. I was very good at the job to the point where after a couple of months, they sent new hires to be trained by me. Despite this, I didn't get a raise or anything. It wasn't a big deal, but it would have been nice. Anyways, I was always a closer. There would be a list of things I'd have to do after we closed, like vacuum and dust and such. Janitorial things. As months go by, Pam begins to pick apart things. A string that was left on the rug, the candy bowls weren't filled, etc. Nothing too big. Slowly, things started to get worse. Eventually, I was being told that I was not cleaning rooms that I know for a fact that I had. Now, I admit that once in a while, I would forget to clean something, but I was getting yelled at for things that I knew for a fact that I cleaned. My other problem was when my coworkers would forget to do things. She wouldn't yell at them, but she would just say, "Try to remember," or something along those lines. Eventually, Pam got the other coworkers to lie, so she could report me to the owner. Many days I came right from school and would be wearing jeans. Pam left right when I got there, so after I clocked in and counted the drawer, I would go and change into my work pants. Well, it turns out the other coworkers would lie and tell her that I never changed. After this, I began taking pictures and timestamping them. This worked for a little while, but then my coworkers would say that I changed back into jeans after that picture. And when it came to cleaning, she would say I didn't clean well enough, etc. All of these would get turned into the owner, but she wouldn't fire me because they were desperate for people and no one wanted to work there, and I wonder why. Eventually I quit because I had a job for the summer that gave me many more hours. In my summer job, I made the same amount of money in 7 weeks that I made in a year at that last place. Right after I left, I learned why Pam wanted me gone so bad. Pam hired her son, my ex-friend, because he was too lazy to work a job where he couldn't sit around all day. That made me mad, but even worse, they wouldn't give me my last payment. I sent multiple emails and text messages to Pam and the owner that reminded them that I needed it. When those went unanswered, I then threatened legal action. Being a high schooler, I don't believe they thought I would do anything, but how wrong they were. Well, there were many reasons I was mad about this, so I decided to document every single thing about that place. These included an 8-hour workday with no breaks or lunch. There were rats in the basement. There were ant infestations. There were fake security cameras. They allowed underage drinking. Pam faking the amount of money we had to pay her son and daughter for under-the-table work. There was child labor, as Pam's daughter was not old enough to work. not fixing things like building framework, mold, etc. Allowing temperatures to go above and below the legal limit. On bad days, it was above 100 or below 50 inside. There was drug use. They sold client information, Pam compiling clients for another worker to take with them to a new company. Not doing anything about harassment, and not paying workers. There'd be days where we didn't have enough money in the drawer, and the owner or Pam would be too lazy to go to the bank, so they would just straight up not pay us. Not only this, but prior to me leaving, I recorded some of the verbal abuse from Pam. Believe it or not, I even got them to admit to making false write-ups on me. There was more, but I can't remember what else right now. Anyways, I compiled all of this and sent it in an email to OSHA. In the end, both Pam and the owner were served with some hefty fines, and Pam is even facing jail time right now for fraud. The owner had to shut down their business and sell it. I don't know if the owner's facing any jail time. I also emailed every spa within 50 miles, so the owner, Pam, and some coworkers have been blacklisted from working within an hour of where we were located. I never did receive my last payment. It wasn't worth going to court over, but what came out of it was so much better. So this sounds like a really sketchy spa company that deserves to be shut down. The things that OP listed are just horrendous. I mean, allowing underage drinking, drug use, and paying coworkers under the table and sometimes not paying them. Yeah, this place needs to go. And I'm glad it was sooner rather than later. And that's it for this episode of r/pro revenge. If you didn't catch the last episode of r/pro revenge, it's a really good tale. So if you haven't heard it, click the video right now. I hope you guys got your revenge fix for the day, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.